BC grocers are vying to retain shoppers in a heightened competitive environment as food inflation soars and customers become more wary of prices. Toronto-based Loblaw Cos. Ltd. TSX. L. on October 17 created a buzz in the market by announcing a price freeze until January 31, 2023, on its house brand No Names products, which it sells in BC at its Loblaws, Real Canadian Superstore, No Frills, T&T and Shoppers Drug Mart stores. The more than 1,500 no-name products include everything from paper towels to rice to potatoes. The large BC-based grocer Save on Foods earlier this year implemented a price freeze program it calls Daryl's Price Lock Promise. That initiative's price freezes are in effect for at least 4 weeks at a time, and have been on hundreds of products labeled with the company's Western Family brand, as well as other products that are made by separate suppliers, Save on Foods president Daryl Jones told BIV. One new initiative to lower prices at Save on Foods is to consolidate buying with other Jim Pattison Group-owned companies, such as Nestor's Market, Meinhardt Fine Foods, Choices Markets, Buy Low Foods and Quality Foods. Group wholesale buying ensures lower prices through increased economies of scale, Jones explained. He added that Save on Foods is at a disadvantage, compared with national brands, because its operations are exclusively in Western Canada. Save on Foods contracts producers to can products, such as corn, which are then labeled Western Family, but those producers often first prioritize national grocers that have larger orders. It's more difficult to have as many house brands, or lower brands, as Loblaw is talking about, because the product supply lines are far more difficult to get those products, Jones explained. An additional challenge for Western Canadian grocers is that many products are made in Ontario and Quebec and have to be trucked to BC. High gasoline prices mean considerably higher transportation costs, Jones said. Inflation in BC has been higher than it has been across Canada in each of the past few months, and was 7.7% in September, Statistics Canada announced this morning. That is up from 7.3% in August. The other large BC grocer, Georgia Main Food Group Limited, did not respond to BIV's request for an interview by press time. Georgia Main was formerly known as H.Y. Louis Co. Limited, and it operates the IGA Marketplace and Fresh Street Market brands in the province. London Drugs, which is owned by the same family as Georgia Main, the Louis family, similarly did not respond to questions about whether price freezes could be put in place. Stong's Market CEO Brian Bradley told BIV that there is little that his two-store grocer can do to compete with Loblaw's move to freeze its house brands' prices. We don't really have house brands, Bradley said. Part of our problem is that, as a small independent, we don't have the leverage with suppliers to ask for price freezes like a company like Loblaw does. Jones revealed that Save on Foods is profitable but that its profit margins have shrunk. We're doing whatever it takes for us to be competitive in the BC market, and our margins are down from what they were last year, and traditionally, he said. As a privately run company, Save on Foods does not reveal its exact profit margins. Dalhousie University's Agri-Food Analytics Lab research compared year-end profit margins at three large Canadian grocers, Loblaw, Metro and Empire Company, which owns Sobeys. Its findings were that grocers were making higher profits because inflation translated into higher revenue. It also found what it called, relatively consistent, profit margins. BIV calculated Loblaw's net profit margin at 3.71% at the end of 2021. Loblaw's most recent earnings report and it noted that in the 12 weeks that ended June 18, the company's net profit margin declined to 3.33% from 3.47% in the same 12 weeks in 2021. Loblaw generated $428 million in net profit in those 12 weeks on $12.847 billion in sales. That is down from $434 million in net profit in the same 12 weeks last year, on $12.491 billion in sales. Gekerstrom at biv.com twitter.com/glencorstrom